Good evening and welcome to Sunday Showcase. I'm Damiano Pietropaolo. Tonight's play is a comedy with many romantic twists, much social commentary, several erotic pitfalls, as our story moves between the many levels of our heroine's quest for love. Here's Perfect on Paper, written by and starring Marcia Johnson.
You dance exquisitely, Felicity.
Why, thank you, Sir Edward. But I fear that we have wandered a fair distance from the other dancers.
I must have you to myself for a few moments. Come into my study. Here we are.
Sir Edward, if we do not return to the dance floor at once, my reputation will be in tatters.
On the contrary, your reputation is about to improve substantially.
You speak in riddles, Sir Edward. Why are you down on one knee? Are you quite well?
Would you consent to wear this trinket?
Sir Edward, that's the largest diamond I have ever seen. You don't mean to say...
Yes, Felicity. I have decided that you shall be my wife.
Do I not have a say in this?
What is there to say? I have land, money, and a title. You have a modest income.
Therefore, I must be grateful for any offer that comes my way.
Let me slip it on your finger.
Thank you, but I must decline your offer.
Felicity! Go. Oh, she has a fire in her. It makes me want her all the more.
Why can't I let the phone ring like a normal person? I was on a roll, too. Hello? Olivia speaking. Hi, Benjamin. Of course I'm still on for tonight. You're not having second thoughts, are you? Good. It's my first blind date, too. Thanks. You're sweet. See you at the City Grill. 7 o'clock. Bye, Benjamin. How do I get myself into these things? Okay, Felicity and Edward. I'll get the two of you to fall madly in love when I get back from my date.
Hey.
Benjamin?
Give me your purse or I'll cut you.
Okay.
Move it! This way!
It's under my coat. Let me just reach you.
Okay, we'll play it your way.
Oh, let go of me! Ow! Stop!
Shut up!
I've been stabbed!
Shut up, lady! No one's gonna walk into a dark alley. Just move away from her!
Oh, thank God!
Shut up! Drop the knife.
I got a better idea. Give me your wallet.
Please help me!
Just shut up!
Hey, I'll give you my wallet if you let her go.
No deal!
Let's just all try to stay calm, okay?
Back up, buddy, or she gets it!
Don't leave me, he's crazy!
But that doesn't...
Oh, my head.
Oh. Let's see how tough you are without that knife, buddy.
Now, jeez, that was a cheap shot.
All this from a guy who beats up women.
I can still take you.
Let me help you out, miss. He could come to at any second.
Oh, I'm bleeding. My head.
Hold on to me. Hold on to me.
I'm okay.
No, you're not.
No, really, I'm fine.
I got you. Hello, police. I'd like to report an attack.
Dr. Pazarowski.
Coffee for the hero.
Oh, thanks, nurse. Is she really going to be okay?
She's come through with flying colors. By the way, no one calls us nurse anymore. The name's Jillian.
Hi, Jillian. I'm Benjamin.
Nice to meet you, Benjamin.
You know, this is supposed to be our first date.
No way!
Yeah. I was on my way to meet her when I heard a woman calling for help.
So you didn't even know it was her?
Oh, not till I checked her in. And there it was, all on her driver's license. Olivia Chambers. My date.
Unbelievable. Well, she's very lucky that you came along.
Would it be all right if I went in and saw her? I mean, just for a minute.
Well, there's not much point. He's out cold.
It would really help to put my mind at ease. Please, Julian.
Oh, all right. Come on.
Don't stay too long, okay?
I won't.
Good night.
Night. You owe me a date.
Who's there?
Oh, careful.
Oh, is my arm broken?
No, but you've got a lot of stitches in your forearm and your side.
Oh, great. Wouldn't you know it? I was supposed to be on a date tonight.
Well...
First one in a year and a half.
Really?
Some guy named Benjamin. I had a feeling it was going to be a disaster, but I didn't think it would be this bad. Oh, my head.
Oh, yeah, you've got a concussion, too.
Great.
You better get some sleep.
But I can't leave Edward hanging like that.
Edward? What about me? I mean, what about Benjamin?
Oh, he's just being nice. I did him a favor, so he's taking me to dinner.
Don't you think that he likes you?
I'm probably not his type. I mean, I told him that I'm black, so he wouldn't be surprised when we met, but... Hey, doctor, how do I make the room stop spinning?
Close your eyes, I think.
Oh, yeah. That's the ticket. Night, doctor.
Good night, Olivia.
Dearest diary, I am almost at a loss for words.
Sir Edward had the audacity to propose to me without a proper courtship. The arrogance! I shall never speak to him again.
Mom? Oh, baby, you're finally awake. How do you feel, honey?
Oh, I kind of don't feel anything.
Yeah, to have you on Demerol.
At least something good came out of this.
Not funny.
Well, look at it this way. I've lived through that lying in a ditch at the side of the road horror fantasy of yours. We can handle anything now.
I will never figure out how that mind of yours works.
Flowers for Livy Chambers.
They're beautiful. They're from Benjamin, of course.
Who's Benjamin?
How did he know that I was here?
When were you going to get around to telling me that you had a boyfriend?
He's not my boyfriend.
He's as good as.
What are you talking about?
That's what I'd like to know.
Read the card.
Dear Olivia, let's take my car the next time we go out. Get well soon, Ben.
He walked right into emergency carrying you in his arms.
I thought I'd dreamed that.
Cool as a cucumber. Like he saved women from muggers every day.
Your blind date saved your life.
You go out on blind dates?
Well, I've got my rounds. Just call me if you need anything.
Okay. Last week, I saw some lunatic plow into a pickup truck and take off. I left a note on the windshield with the guy's license plate and my phone number.
It was this Benjamin's truck?
He just wanted to thank me by taking me to dinner.
What's he like?
He seems nice.
Well, what does he do?
He's a contractor, owns his own renovation business.
Oh, well, that's good. Is he from Toronto? Is his family here?
He's white, Mom.
Well, I'd just like to know. Is that such a bad thing?
No.
He saved your life, so I don't care what color he is.
Of course not.
I'll make him a rum cake.
That's nice, Mom.
I just hope he isn't one of these white men who look at black women as these exotic creatures to show off.
No one would call me exotic, Mom.
If you say so.
Let's talk about something else.
All right. Guess who's your biggest fan? Sister Powell.
The missionary?
Retired missionary. And she's got a stack of romances hidden under her bed, including every one of your books.
No way.
Her niece hired me to look after.
You can take the nurse out of the hospital.
Oh, nursing was never this easy. The woman's sharp as a tack. The only thing is, her cataracts make it difficult for her to read.
You're being paid to read my books to her?
Sometimes one a day.
I'll autograph a copy of the new one for her.
I was hoping you'd say that.
Remember, you have a friend in the publishing industry.
I know. Oh, I almost forgot. I let myself into your place and I got some essentials. Makeup, a change of clothes. I can help you change into your robe. Livy? Livy?
You are a rose among the roses, Felicity.
All right, darling. You sleep sweet and dream up a good ending for me.
You are a rose among the roses, Felicity.
Sir Edward, what are you doing here?
The botanical gardens is one of my favorite places.
The groundskeepers do lovely work, yes?
Felicity, this is the perfect setting for me to once again...
I'm afraid that I have a prior engagement, Sir Edward. Good day.
Ah! Again, she leaves me unsatisfied. She can't resist me forever. I will have Felicity Smythe as my wife.
Hi, yeah, I'm here to see Olivia Chambers.
Are you the one that sent her those beautiful flowers this morning?
Yeah, I am.
Olivia's very lucky to have a boyfriend like you.
No, they're not boyfriend or girlfriend yet.
Hey, Jillian, I didn't see you.
I was just getting some supplies. Oh, you remember my name.
Yeah. I'm here with Olivia's dinner, and I can't remember her room number. I just walked in on some poor woman.
Dinner? How sweet. Isn't he sweet? My name's Cindy. Very nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. If you could just tell me where her room is, I can...
Last one on the right.
Thank you.
He reminds me of Errol Flynn and Robin Hood.
If she doesn't want him, she's crazy.
You know, he could end up being a constant reminder of the trauma she went through.
I live in hope.
You're a wonderful cook.
Thank you. I'll just take your dishes.
This isn't exactly how I imagined our first night out together.
Well, technically it is our second night.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry. That was stupid of me.
No. The stupid thing is that I never thought that something like that could happen to me.
Hey, you're not blaming yourself, are you?
I wasn't paying attention.
But there is only one person to blame, and he is under arrest. I checked.
Thank you. That's what I should tell my mom.
Oh, yeah, she must be really shaken up.
Look what she brought me.
A newspaper?
The real estate section. She wants me to move to the suburbs. Why did I put her as my emergency contact? She's going to be paranoid for months.
Has she always been like this?
Well, I'm an only child, so she's always been protective. But it's been worse since my father died.
Oh, I'm sorry. When did that happen?
4 years ago. Car accident.
Jeez, your poor mother.
I'm a total bitch, aren't I?
Oh, I know where you're coming from, too.
Well, how's this for a fun night out?
I'm having a good time.
You don't have to say that.
Hey, I wouldn't say it if I didn't mean it.
Oh, well, thank you.
Oh, I got you something.
Benjamin, this is too much. The flowers, the dinner.
No, I wouldn't wish hospital food on anyone.
You just keep on saving my life, don't you?
I thought you probably wouldn't be up to typing for a while, so I already put batteries and a tape in it.
A tape recorder. Thank you so much.
It's my contribution to the great Canadian novel.
I don't write fiction.
Oh, yeah, textbooks, right?
High school and post-secondary sociology and women's studies.
Great.
That usually brings conversations to a grinding halt.
I'm interested, really.
It's all right. How's your truck?
Oh, it's fine. I just got it back yesterday.
Great.
I've been keeping you up.
Sorry, it's not you.
Don't worry, I have to get going anyway. I'll see you tomorrow.
I must have you.
What did you say?
I said I'll see you tomorrow. You all right? You kind of zoned out there.
Sorry, it must be the drugs.
All right, well, I'll let you get your sleep. Night, Olivia.
Good night. Thanks, Edward. Benjamin. Where's that tape recorder? Chapter 14. Who would have thought that on the way to Dame Cecilia's grand ball, Felicity and her entourage would be overtaken by a group of roguish highwaymen? The horses had bolted with the carriage. She lay bleeding at the side of the road, certain that her days were coming to an abrupt end. Suddenly, she heard the sound of distant hooves. Were the horses returning? She would most certainly be trampled. Maybe it would be better this way. Quicker, if nothing else. But as the sound of the beast came closer, they slowed.
Felicity!
A familiar voice was calling her name.
Felicity?
But it couldn't be. Sir Edward St. Swithin's de Mare?
Felicity? Felicity!
I'm here! Edward! I'm here!
He ripped off his shirt in too much of a hurry to unbutton it. Felicity had never seen a man's bare chest before.
Oh, my!
As Edward pressed his ruined shirt to Felicity's bloody bosom, she found herself mesmerized by his rippling muscles. The world began to swirl as she felt his strong arms lifting her into his carriage. Then, blackness. Damn, I'm good.
Gentlemen,
Isn't
it time for your break?
Oh, so it is. Can I get you something?
Oh, I could murder a cup of tea.
A sister of mercy with an edge. I like that.
It's just an expression.
Are you here to see a patient?
Olivia Chambers.
Her room is the last one on the right.
Well, thanks, doll. And good luck with that tea situation.
First Errol Flynn, and now Denzel Washington.
But you can't have both of them.
Dibs on Mr. Washington.
Deal.
Felicity awoke to find herself in an unfamiliar but beautiful room. On the table next to the bed where she lay was a charming bouquet of flowers.
Felicity, how are you feeling today?
I'm feeling better, all things considered, Sir Edward.
Cook prepared a light meal for you. I'll just set the tray down here.
That's very kind of you.
Here, let me help you sit up. The tray fits over your legs. Just so.
Thank you. What beautiful silverware. Oh, how clumsy of me.
Not to worry, my dear. The doctor told me that you would be very weak over the next little while. I'll find one of my staff to help you. Oh, no, dear, the kitchen girls have the afternoon off.
Well, desperate times call for desperate measures, Sir Edward.
I'm sure that I make a terrible nursemaid.
Nonsense! I have every confidence in you.
All right, then.
Delicious.
As Edward continued to feed her, Felicity drew in his manly scent. Oh. She felt that if she weren't careful, she could get drunk on it. Could this be the same man who had been so boorish and callous every other time they had met? How could he be the gentle, caring individual attending to her now? And, strangest of all, could she really be falling in love with him? That night, as she fell asleep, Felicity wondered, which was the true Sir Edward St. Swithin's de Mare?
Not bad. What comes next? Come in. Robert?
Who are you talking to?
No one. Just doing some dictation for my new book.
What's it about?
You know... Oh, that's a beautiful philodendron.
Oh, the plant. That's what it's called. Well, it's the gift shop's finest.
Thank you.
I'll just set it down. Why don't I throw these flowers out? They're just going to die anyway.
Don't you dare. Put yours on the floor, please.
Certainly.
How did you know I was here?
Beatrice, ever the matchmaker.
Mom knows that we're just friends now.
So why didn't you call me friend?
I didn't want you to see me like this.
You look amazing, Olivia. I mean it.
So do you.
Well, yeah.
So, how's business?
You want to talk about my job?
Just don't get too mathematical and I'll be able to follow.
What's your latest conquest?
Well, I went after the manager of the teacher's retirement fund. It took some convincing, but I sold her a fair chunk of stock in an educational software company.
Oh!
We rolled over last week, and she came out really well.
So did you, I presume.
Here we go again.
I just don't think that money's everything.
How dare you mock my religion?
You're the most exhausting person to have a conversation with.
Well, I guess the Great White Hope is the strong silent type.
What's Mom been telling you?
Only that you've been swept off your feet by some gorgeous white guy who's been sending you flowers and cooking your meals.
One meal.
Whatever. So when did they spring you from this joint?
Tomorrow morning.
That's cool. I can clear my schedule.
How sweet. But someone's already offered.
Oh, the white guy.
His name is Benjamin.
Well, doesn't Benjamin have a job?
He's a renovator.
Huh? I never pegged you for the blue-collar type.
You're really fixated on color today.
It's the tool belt, isn't it?
He's a nice guy who was in the right place at the right time.
And you are gaga over him.
Please.
I can tell by the way you say his name. Benjamin. Benjamin. And then you look all doe-eyed at the flowers he gave you.
What's wrong with having warm feelings toward the man who saved my life?
Nothing. But you're kind of vulnerable right now. Don't let it cloud your judgment.
Okay.
See? You just let your ex-boyfriend plant a big wet one on you.
Thanks a lot, Mom.
Hey, what a great place.
Thanks.
Let's put your bag here and, keys on the table?
Great.
Okay.
Oh, I feel like I've run a marathon.
Yeah, I bet. Here, let me help you sit down here. There you go.
Come sit next to me. There's plenty of room.
Okay.
Do you ever wonder how our date would have gone?
Yeah. Yeah, sure, I suppose.
Well, I think about it all the time.
Hey, is that an animation cell?
Yeah, it's from a movie called Totoro.
Oh, I thought so.
You like Japanese animation?
Yeah, I love it. I mean, anything by Miyazaki.
Oh, his artwork's amazing. The backgrounds all look like English landscape.
I know. You know my buddies all think it's kid stuff?
Well, I wonder what else we have in common.
Yeah. Okay, so here's my card. It's got my home, my cell, and my pager on it.
My kisses have never chased anyone away before.
The kiss was fine. Okay, it was. I got a check on a leaking skylight. One of my guys botched this job in the West End, and the kiss has nothing to do with it.
I was looking forward to spending time with you outside of a hospital room.
Well, there is plenty of time for that.
You're right. I'm just tired. I think I'll take a nap.
Okay. Call me anytime.
Thanks, Benjamin, for everything.
You're welcome.
Sorry if kissing you made you uncomfortable.
It didn't. Hey. See? Now we're even. I'll see you later.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
A kiss on the forehead. What am I, his granddaughter? Oh. Well, it would be a shame to waste it. Felicity's recuperation was going better than expected.
Sir Edward's visits were the highlight of her day. Their conversations went beyond the bounds of what she thought was possible. He actually shared her passion for Japanese art. She shocked herself by wishing that he would take her in his arms again, like that night by the side of the road. Every night, he would kiss her ever so gently on her brow. One day...
Felicity, I have business to attend to in Ireland.
No. Too much like Jane Eyre. Oh, that's where I got Edward from. What an idiot.
Felicity, I have business to attend to in Scotland.
I shall miss you very much.
Felicity decided that upon his return, Edward would find her vibrant, healthy, and worthy of his love.
Good plan, Felicity.
I don't need you to clean for me.
Well, I don't want you to overdo it. Oh, is this the plant from Robert?
Yes, Yenta.
Yenta?
The matchmaker from Fiddler on the Roof.
Well, I can't help it. You two are meant to be together. So how are you going to tell your white boy?
Oh, Mom, you're getting ahead of yourself.
I am sure that the white boy is very nice. But you're not telling me that you'd pick him over Robert.
Well, who says the white boy... Benjamin wants to be picked.
Why wouldn't he? Still, Robert's the better catch. You're just like one of your heroines. Robert and Benjamin are your two paramours. The rogue who ignites your passion and the gentleman who seems perfect but has a deep, dark secret.
Benjamin doesn't have any deep, dark secret.
He's not the perfect man that you're waiting for, either.
I'm not waiting for perfection.
Right.
I'm waiting for a guy who would love me for who I am. A guy whose nose wouldn't get out of joint if I made more money than him. A guy who didn't think he was doing me a big favor by cleaning the house or looking after his own kids. A guy who would take... equal responsibility for the relationship and would communicate during the tough times.
I am never going to have grandchildren.
Thanks, Mom.
Well, I'd better get going. Sister Powell is chomping at the bit to find out if Alexandra gets her memory back.
Memory of love. The first one that got translated into French. Le souvenir de l'amour. It paid for your cruise. Hey, let's take another one when I'm back on my feet again.
Oh, you mean it? Ha ha, baby, get well soon. I'm dying to see Alaska.
I love you, Mom.
I know, baby. I'll call in again tomorrow.
Felicity. Would you do me the honor of allowing me to escort you to the Cleavington Manor dance?
The honor would be mine, Edward. Would there be a proposal at the end of the evening? Or had Edward finally given up on her? Felicity could only wait and see.
Oh, I forgot the candles.
Oh, coming. Hi, come in.
Hey, you look great.
Thanks. Hope you like shepherd's pie.
Yeah, smells great.
Well, it's about time I made a meal for you.
Hey, I didn't expect you to pay me back.
I know, I just want to. How about some wine?
Yeah, sure. Here, let me open that for you.
Thanks. I'll get the glasses. Benjamin? Are you attracted to me, or are you just a good Samaritan?
Come here.
That was nice.
I didn't want to rush things.
You're so thoughtful.
So dinner will be ready in...
57 minutes. The oven shuts off automatically.
And are you feeling strong enough to...
The bedroom's this way.
As I wait for my husband, I know now that I have dreamed of this, my wedding night, ever since seeing dear Edward leaning over me that night at the side of the road.
My love.
At last, Edward.
My darling, at last.
Oh, to finally have you in my arms.
My darling.
I must carry you to our bed.
Yes, my darling. Yes.
Oh, confound this peignoir of yours. Ah, there. I shall buy you tenfold in Paris.
I cannot, Edward. Let me help you with your breeches.
Oh, how forceful you are. Have no fear, my love. I will be gentle.
Yes, yes, my love. Go to.
Yes, my angel.
Edward.
Yes, my love.
Your manhood. Isn't it supposed to get hard?
This was a mistake.
Please, don't be embarrassed.
Oh, what's wrong with my pants?
You're putting them on backwards. Please, just stop and talk to me.
I don't usually go out with girls like you.
Black girls?
No. See, I did not say that.
Well, what?
You're so intimidating.
Me?
This was a mistake.
You've already said that. Benjamin.
What?
Thanks for saving my life.
You're welcome.
Okay, Felicity. I'm coming. The view of the rolling hills from the window of the convent tower was beautiful. Felicity's new life as a nun, teaching the lost children in this remote part of Italy, would be more fulfilling than being Lady St. Swithin's demeure. God would be the only man in her life now. But Felicity couldn't help noticing the muscular young gardener in the olive grove. Giacomo! Giacomo!
Si, sister Felicitas.
I'm ready for your Bible lesson when you are.
Grazie, signora.
My editor will kill me. Who is it?
Hello, friend. I brought back some of your stuff you left at my place.
This is what you do at 10 o'clock on a Saturday night, Robert.
What are you writing?
Well, nothing now.
Is that your fancy red wine?
Yep.
May I?
There you go.
So you just happen to have an extra glass of wine?
Yep.
Have I interrupted something?
Nope.
Let me guess. The white guy stood you up.
Oh, the white guy was here.
Well, then why are you so...
What?
Frustrated? Disappointed? Oh, my God.
Now what?
Someone didn't get her some.
You don't know what you're talking about.
Well, the candles tell me you expected a little romance tonight. Your cheery demeanor tells me you didn't get it.
Please stop talking.
What happened? Come on, you know how annoying I get when I want something from you.
Well... It's not like you'll ever meet him.
Exactly. I'm all ears.
This isn't easy, okay?
Oh, top up my wine, please. Thank you. Okay. Foreplay was going great. He was really taking his time, but after a while I thought, hey, enough's enough. Get to the finish.
You did not tell the man to get to the finish.
No, but, you know, we'd been there for a while and he just wasn't progressing, if you know what I mean.
Well, not personally, but I hear you.
Anyway, after a while I said that we didn't have to do anything. We could just hold each other. And then I kind of, oh, this is probably what made him leave.
What? What'd you do?
I sighed.
Oh, dear.
You don't think I'm intimidating, do you?
That is the lamest excuse. He compliments you while blaming you.
Oh, Amazon goddess, I simply couldn't rise to your greatness.
That's mean.
Why are you defending him? Because he saved your life.
It's kind of hard to ignore.
No wonder you're all stirred up. I can have you fixed up in no time.
Don't even think about it, Rob.
Oh, gee, it's a little warm in here.
Put your shirt back on.
I was just following your example.
How long's my robe been open?
Well, you don't want to know.
There, put your shirt on.
All in good time. First, let me unpack your things.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shampoo for chemically treated hair. You know, if I were to ever treat my hair with chemicals, I would want you in my corner. Toothpaste for sensitive teeth. You made me wish my own teeth weren't so unfeeling. Oh, and panties. Oh, I miss you most of all.
Oh, brother.
You know, I think that our friendship could survive a night of making each other happy.
Get away from the stereo. Oh.
Your own private Chippendale show, look at it.
My friend.
Oh, look at it.
Get out. Now.
I
mean it.
Are you sure?
I try to limit myself to one sexual blunder a night.
Okay.
All you want to do is
bye.
Use me.
Robert?
Yeah?
I changed my mind.
Swish.
This doesn't mean that we're getting back together, okay?
Whatever, let's get together.
No.
That if it feels cool. This good in you, oh, you just keep on using me until you use me up. Until you use me up.
Who is it?
It's Ben.
What are you doing here?
Can I talk to you for a second?
Oh, well, now's not really a good time.
Oh, please, Olivia. I'm going crazy. Just a few minutes.
Oh. All right. Hang on a minute. I have to put some stuff away. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Robert. Robert,
what?
Get up.
What is it?
Go to the bedroom.
Oh, geez, Olivia, you gotta give a guy some recovery time.
Shh. Oh, no, not that. Here, take your things. Go to sleep.
I was asleep.
Come on.
Okay. Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am.
Sorry about that.
Hey.
Come on in.
Thanks. Do you mind if I sit down?
Go ahead.
Can you sit with me, please?
All right.
Look, I just want to say that I'm sorry about what happened tonight. I should have never tried to... I know that I got your hopes up.
No,
and no, listen... The thought of saying something before or after, I mean, especially after, it was just so humiliating that I was a jerk to put the blame on you.
It means a lot to me that you came back.
Well, I had to let you know.
Thank you, Ben.
Feels good to finally talk to someone.
It's happened before?
Yeah.
Have you seen anyone about it?
I just hoped it would fix itself.
It could be a symptom of something else.
Like what?
Who are you talking to?
Oh, God.
Oh, you must be Benjamin. I'm Olivia's ex-boyfriend.
Edward.
No, Robert. Who's Edward, Liv?
Nobody. Maybe you should go, Robert.
Are you kidding? The fun is just beginning.
Wait, were you just in the bedroom?
Oh, yeah. God!
What is her problem?
Oh, I don't know.
You know, you look like a man who could use a drink.
Yeah, please.
There you go, buddy.
Thanks. So, how much did she tell you?
Well, everything.
I think I'm gonna throw up.
No, don't sweat it, Benny. It happens.
Yeah, right. If you say so. Tell Olivia, just... Come here, say goodnight, all right?
Okay, pal. Whoa, hey, take it easy.
Just stood up too fast.
Okay, put your head between your knees. Here.
Thanks.
So, how long's it been?
I'm not telling you.
Well, have you ever been able to...
Of course I have. Oh, this is a nightmare.
Well, we have the same problem when it comes to Olivia.
What do you mean, you...
Oh, God, no. No. I mean, she doesn't need anyone, does she? I was always trying to get her defenses down, and when you met her, she was totally helpless.
Yeah, it felt so good to be her protector. You know, it seemed like the ideal relationship, what with my problem. But she recovered so fast, and, you know, tonight she was all over me. She's not the same person I met 3 weeks ago.
You mean back when I was lying in a pool of my own blood?
Oh, no, hey, that did not come out right.
Good luck finding your little geisha girls.
Oh, you're one to talk. No man can live up to your standards.
No man in this room, anyway.
Ouch.
All I want is the same thing that I get from my closest girlfriends, only with sex.
You want to have sex with your girlfriend?
Don't you ever let up?
No, I'm just saying, that would explain a lot of things.
Respect. Friendship. Communication.
With a penis.
With a penis.
You and Robert didn't have that kind of relationship?
We did. For a while.
And then I had a one-night stand. You caught him?
He told me.
So much for being honest.
That's not why we broke up.
Well, are you saying that I imagined sleeping with someone else?
Well, it was after that big fight. We weren't technically together at the time.
So why aren't we technically together now?
Because you acted like you couldn't help it. Your exact words were, "Sorry, baby, met a pig."
We broke up over a stupid joke?
What a comfort it must be for you to never have to take responsibility for your actions.
It wasn't the affair?
You should have known!
Who am I, Kreskin?
Can't expect the guy to read your mind, Olivia.
Excuse me?
You should have given him credit for trying to do the right thing instead of just writing him off for using the wrong words.
I mean, I bet you don't dump your precious girlfriends whenever they make a faux pas.
Benjamin?
You mind if I sit down for a second? Oh, out of the mouths of drunk white guys. Oh, he's down for the count. Well, I'll clean up the glass.
No, I'll do it.
No, you're not wearing any shoes. Do you keep the broom and the dustpan in the same place?
Yeah, thanks. Benjamin, wake up.
This will just take a minute. When's the last time you swept under this couch? And what's all this stuff? It looks like a bunch of paperbacks.
They're nothing. Leave them alone.
A change of destiny. A loss of innocence.
Robert.
Goodbye to love.
Just put them back, please.
Are you president of the Gwendolyn St. Clair fan club?
Oh.
Okay. Okay, Liv, I think you should tell your lovers to spread more time between their visits.
Shut up.
Was that so hard? Just tell me to shut up. I'll get the message.
Livy! Livy!
Mom!
Well, this should be fun.
I'm letting myself in.
Hide in the bedroom.
Well, you made me feel so warm and fuzzy.
Go!
Okay, okay.
Oh, thank God you're all right. I've been calling all night.
I turned the ringer off.
Why?
Hello, Beatrice?
It's not what you think.
Oh, it's exactly what you think.
Mm-hmm. I can always tell. She gets this glow about her.
Ew.
Who's that?
Benjamin.
What is he doing here?
A repeat performance of his earlier visit tonight.
Would you shut the hell up? Olivia Gwendolyn Chambers.
Sorry, Mom. It's been a long night.
Boy, Gwendolyn. That's the second time I've heard that name tonight.
Mom, can I speak to you in my bedroom?
What, your mom doesn't know about your secret books?
You told Robert?
No, Mom, no. He doesn't...
Oh, she's ashamed of them. Just try publishing one book. She's got 23 through two different publishers.
What?
Here it comes.
You're Gwendolyn St. Clair.
And Turquoise Jefferson for Ebony Love.
Thanks, Mom.
But he already knew.
He just thought I read them. He didn't know that I wrote them.
Well, he should.
This is the happiest day of my life.
The best part is, she doesn't even have to work if she doesn't want to.
Mom.
Wait, are you telling me that Olivia's rich?
She owns this house and two in High Park.
You're rich?
It's not that big a deal.
And you haven't asked me to invest for you?
Oh, I think he's gotten over the shock.
And Benji thought you were intimidating before.
How can he sleep through all this?
Can't hold his wine.
Well, he didn't have that much.
Benjamin? Benjamin, dear. Wake up.
Can I slap him next, Beatrice?
Mom, is he okay?
His pulse isn't good at all.
Well, he's had an emotional night.
Call 911. This man is unconscious.
So you're a diabetic. By now, you've probably experienced bouts of severe thirst, limbs falling asleep more than usual. And if you're a man, you may have problems with erectile dysfunction.
All right, that's enough. Yeah, thanks.
I'm just trying to keep you informed.
I wanted to talk to you about Olivia. I think she feels sorry for me.
I feel sorry for you.
You know what? It takes a lot of energy to have a conversation with you at the best of times. Can you cut me some slack here?
I'm sorry.
If you hadn't shown up, maybe Olivia and I would have stood a chance, but you really set her off.
Apparently she hates that.
She just wants to be taken seriously.
She wants the moon.
She wants you.
Really?
That's all I wanted to say. I gotta sleep now.
I appreciate the 2 cents, guy. Take it easy.
Good luck.
Well, if he makes the first move, I'll consider it.
And what if he's waiting for you to do the same thing?
I don't know.
Yeah, just stop your nonsense and jump that white horse.
Mother!
All right. Get out of your way. Let me know how things work out.
I will.
Bye, baby.
I'll call you.
You'll have to plug your phone in first.
She'll never let me live that down.
Hi.
Hi.
Can we, go for a coffee or something?
Oh, look, it's late. I've got 4 days to come up with an ending for my book. We'll talk then, okay?
Sure. Can I at least give you a good night kiss?
Why not?
Well! Hello there.
Jillian, this is Robert.
We've met.
How's it going?
We were just saying goodnight.
I see. Well, I'll just look in on Benjamin.
I think he's asleep.
Good night.
You go, girl.
One last kiss, and I'll leave you to your damsels in distress.
Okay.
Wait, stop kissing me.
Okay.
I need 4 days.
Then what?
We live happily ever after, of course.
I meant us.
Oh, right.
How about Olivia and Robert, the sequel? This time, it's personal.
Sequel? I like the sound of that.
Me too.
Your translation of this epistle is exquisite, Giacomo.
Grazie, signora. I owe it all to you.
My job is made infinitely easier with a student as willing as you.
Oh, signora, I want you to teach me everything.
I can only teach what I know.
Then teach me the ways of love.
Giacomo!
Oh, Miss Felicitas, I think improper things about you. I know it's wrong, but I can't stop.
You must stop. I will arrange for you to study with Sister Immaculata from now on.
But I want you...
We must put aside our feelings.
Our feelings? I knew you feel the same. Let me take you away from here.
No, Giacomo. I'm in love with someone else.
That's a funny way to talk about Jesus.
I wasn't talking about him.
You're not meant to be a nun.
I know.
You must go back to this man you love.
But he doesn't love me. If he did, he would be able to... He would be able to...
Consummate your marriage?
Yes. How did you... What happened to your accent?
It's me, darling. Your beloved Edward under this ridiculous wig and beard.
Oh! It is you.
About our wedding night. It was a temporary ailment, my love. Blast that fall from my polo pony. But now, all I have to do is think of you and... Well, let me hold you close.
Oh!
I can truly be your husband now.
So it would seem.
Felicity and Edward disencumbered themselves of their apparel, and shortly afterwards, on the hard floor in the cell of the former Sister Felicitas, they gloriously shed themselves of their celibacy. The end.
You're listening to Sunday Showcase on CBC Radio 1, and you've just heard Perfect on Paper. It was written by Marcia Johnson, who also played Olivia. In the cast, you also heard Gabriel Hogan as Benjamin, Kevin Hanchard as Robert. Olivia's mom was performed by Allison Seeley-Smith. Edward and Giacomo were played by Andrew Gillies. Nicole Natras was Felicity, Jillian was performed by Sally Cahill, and the other nurse was Isolde O'Neill. And our unfriendly mugger was Cliff Saunders. For Perfect on Paper, the recording engineer was Joe Mahoney, with sound effects by Anton Zabo. The script editor was Dave Carley, and casting was by Linda Grierson. The associate producer was Colleen Woods. The associate producer for Sunday Showcase is Rosie Fernandez. Perfect on Paper was produced and directed in Toronto by Anne Jansen. She wishes to thank Mean Kunjer for her assistance. Many of the plays you hear on our show are available on CD. For more details, you can go to our website, www.cbc.ca/radiodrama, and follow the link marked Merchandise. Or email us at radiodramaonCD, that's one word, radiodramaonCD@toronto.cbc.ca. If you would like to send us a letter, please address it to Sunday Showcase, Box 500, Station A, Toronto, M5W1E6. And send emails to sunshowcase@cbc.ca. Next week, we continue with our dramatic explorations of matters of the heart in the company of Dennis Simpson. Dennis, anyone? Takes us on a roller coaster ride of emotions as Simpson cheerfully illuminates his childhood with laughter, sends up his own career, and tells of the emotional tragedy that rocked his grown-up world. For Sunday Showcase, I'm executive producer Damiano Pietropaolo. Stay with us now for Katie Malick and Jazz Beat on CBC Radio 1. Good night.